In the 1990s, as commander of Colombia's largest paramilitary group, Salvatore Mancuso was one of the most feared men in the country. The United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia was responsible for the deaths of thousands of people and the forced displacement of many more. Frequently aided by members of the armed forces, politicians and landowners as part of their bitter war against leftist guerrillas. The relationship with the state was so strong that Mancuso was invited to speak to Congress in 2004 in an effort to convince the country of the legitimacy of his struggle. He received a standing ovation.
Faced with the siege of the guerrillas, we resorted to the right of self-defense to protect our existence and property.
The paramilitaries disbanded in 2006 under a controversial peace agreement struck with then-president Álvaro Uribe, who himself has long been accused of having paramilitary ties. 2 years later, as Mancuso and other leaders started to talk about their relationship with the state, the government unexpectedly extradited them to the United States on drug trafficking charges. But after years of detention in the US, Mancuso has become increasingly forthcoming in sharing information and asking for forgiveness.
Recognizing responsibilities is the first step to try to mend what is possible. I apologize from the very depth of my soul and heart. I feel ashamed and regretful.
Mancuso is now trying to be accepted by Colombia's Transitional Peace Tribunal, which was created by the 2016 peace deal with FARC rebels. To do so, Mancuso will have to prove in a public hearing here in front of his victims that indeed he was functionally and materially incorporated into the armed forces and provide new information about his relationship with generals, politicians and entrepreneurs that worries many in the country's elite.
Por eso fue la desaparición de él.
Marta Domicó, the daughter of an indigenous leader killed by Mancuso for opposing the construction of a dam, says she's still waiting for the full truth. Recently, Mancuso said he had been following direct orders by the state.
I want to know the whole truth, the details of who is behind the disappearance of my father. Where are his remains? I know I would find some peace if I knew who is responsible, the complete truth.
Mancuso's motivations to talk appear to be self-serving. If allowed to enter into the transitional justice system, he could avoid future prosecution for other alleged crimes. But whatever the reasons, his victims hope this will finally reveal the truth behind the bloodshed. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Tierra Alta.